Today, in the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're going to begin with our special feature, in which we read from the Rock Cliff Review, the bulletin passed out on Sunday mornings to those who attend at the Church of Christ that meets at the meeting house, in the meeting house at Rock Cliff. It's a newsy little bulletin telling us about things that are coming up and about those who we need to look after and care for. It's sort of a little newspaper-like bulletin for our little family out there. But also in every bulletin, I usually have an article that I write, and it is usually right in line with the sermon that I'm about to preach that morning. And this one was titled, We Have Left All. It goes like this. When Jesus came down from the mountain in Galilee and walked toward Jerusalem, he knew that this was his death march. He repeatedly warned his apostles that awaited him in Jerusalem, but they were not listening. They were disputing about which of them would be the greatest in the kingdom. Jesus taught them humility, service, and sacrifice. Jesus asked, Can ye drink the cup that I drink of and be baptized of the baptism that I'm baptized with? Mark 10 and verse 38. He taught them that they must be willing to lose their hand, their foot, or their eye if need be, lest they be cast into hell, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Mark 9, 43 through 48. Following Christ was more important than marriage. Jesus said, Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery. Mark 10, 11 through 12. Every woman should remember that there is no man worth going to hell for. And every man should remember that there is no woman worth going to hell for. Jesus taught that the kingdom of God is worth more than all we have. Mark tells us of a man who came running to Jesus and asked, Good Master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Mark 10 and verse 17. There's much to say to commend this man. He was rich, but his riches had not made him haughty. He was a ruler, but his position had not made him proud. He was young, but he was seeking eternal life. He had kept the commandments, and he knew he lacked something. He asked the right question. He came to the right person for the answer. There's little wonder that Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Mark 10 and verse 21. Jesus could see into the heart of this man something that no one else could see. Perhaps something the man himself had not realized. This man loved his riches. He thought he possessed his possessions, but they possessed him. Jesus would set him free. It was love that he told this man. It was with love that he told this man, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. Mark 10, 21. And the story did not end well. Mark tells us he was sad at that saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Mark 10, 22. Some think money will make them happy. They are deceived. This man was sad and grieved because he had great possessions. Mark 10 and verse 22. As for the disciples, Jesus was starting to get their attention. Jesus said, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Mark 10, 23. The disciples were astonished. Jesus doubled down. Children, how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Mark 10, 24 through 25. Now they were astonished out of measure and said among themselves, Who then can be saved? Jesus said, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Mark 10, 26 through 27. Peter said to Jesus, Lo, we have left all and followed thee. Mark 10, 28. Peter was right. We read in Mark 1, 16 through 20, how these disciples had left their nets, their father, their ship, and their hired servants to follow Jesus. Jesus loves us, and he wants us to love him. He knows our hearts. He knows if he is second to our love for riches, positions, families, recreations, or pleasures. These things are not evil. These things can even be of great benefit and good, but like our hands, our feet, and our eyes, if they cause us to stumble, we should get rid of them. We will not outgive Jesus. Jesus answered Peter, Verily I say unto you that there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, and brethren, and sisters, and mothers, and children, and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Mark 10, 28 through 31. We need to give Jesus all. Well, that's the reading today from the Rockcliffe Review. And we read from the Rockcliffe Review because the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliffe. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliffe, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now, if everyone in class will take their seats, we'll return to our regular studies. We're studying old Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam had prepared for the Sunday schools of 1927. And this particular lesson, prepared for June 19th, 1927, is about Christians being good citizens. Let me read from 1 Peter chapter 4. Verses 3 through 5, and we'll bring this Sunday school lesson to a close with the comments that Elam made on these verses. It says, For the time past may suffice to have wrought the desire of the Gentiles, and to have walked in lasciviousness, lust, wine-bibbings, revelings, carousings, and abominable idolatries, wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them into the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give an account to him that is ready to judge the living and the dead. He says the time past may suffice to have wrought the desire of the Gentiles. That is, enough time. Far too much already has been wasted in such abominable practices. The following is the life of the Gentiles, which the Gentile Christians lived before they accepted the gospel. Lasciviousness, lust, wine-bibbings, revelings, carousings, and abominable idolatries. Lasciviousness, says Adam Clark, is every species of lechery, lewdness, and impurity. Lust are strong, irregular appetites and desires of all kinds. Wine-bibbings are continual debauches to be inflamed with wine. Revelings are lascivious feastings with drunken songs and carousings. Well, the Authorized Version says banquetings. They are wine feast, drinking matches, etc. Abominable idolatries were the abominations practiced at the idol feast, where they not only worshipped the idol, but did it with the most impure, obscene, and abominable rites. The entertainments now called banquets, which are free from wine and dissipation, are not to be confused with these carousings. The Gentiles thought it strange that Christians from among them did not run to the same excess of riot, and they spoke evil of them. For all such sins, those who practice them will have to give an account to him who's ready to judge the living and the dead. Now that brings that Sunday school lesson to a close. And when I turn my page, I see that we're going to have a review of the life and letters of Peter. And it is requested that we read 1 Peter chapter 1, verses, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. And that's what I will do at this time. 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. The elders therefore among you I exhort, who am a fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, who am also the partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Tend to the flock of God which is among you, exercising the oversight, not of constraint, but willingly, according to the will of God, nor yet for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither is lording it over the charge allotted to you, but making yourselves examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall be manifested, ye shall receive the crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, be subject unto the elder. Yea, all of you, gird yourselves with humility to serve one another. For God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon him, because he careth for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after that ye have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, strengthen you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. The devotional reading for this Sunday school lesson is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 13. Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth, and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I send it. For ye shall go out with joy, and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fig tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to Jehovah for a name, for an everlasting sign, that shall not be cut off. From the lessons of this quarter, we should have learned much of Peter's life and work and character. Also, from his life and letters, we should have learned much of the Christian life. And from what we have learned, we should be further advanced in the practice of Christianity, stronger in faith and brighter in hope. What is more encouraging and more expressive of the gradual and upward development of the Christians and more radiant with hope than the like precious faith, the grace and peace, the knowledge of God in Jesus our Savior, the precious and exceeding precious promises, and the escape from the corruption that is in the world through lust.